that building has been a bulk storage warehouse for ages and is off on a corner of the port that is more easily accessible by the public.
The Northwest Center for Dynamic Ocean Technologies, or CDOT, would be housed at the port's Warehouse 4. Assistant City Administrator Keith Wilkins says it's part of the overall plan to develop Pensacola's bayfront.
We've been approached by several different parties about reusing that building and repurposing the building for different things. And then most recently, we were approached by IHMC and what they could do there. IHMC wants to expand their
total price tag for such a project is placed at $23 million. The city is asking Triumph Gulf Coast for $15 million while providing the land and building valued at $2 million to the Institute for Human and Machine Cognition.
The city just sits as the landlord. IHMC would be the tenant and deliver their programs out of the building. So as landlord and owner of the building, it needs a roof. It needs some asbestos removal and cleaning up.
We've known that the Triumph money has been in play for quite a long time, and so everybody was talking about what would be some great transformative projects for our area.
Julie Shepherd is general counsel for IHMC, which she says has always wanted to expand into marine technology. About a year ago, the Institute hired a scientist who holds about 35 patents in undersea technology.
We started discussions about how could we make this happen and found out that there was actually the abandoned warehouse at the port that would be a great facility. And it's been a discussion that's been a long time in the making. We probably have about 12, 15 months trying to create a collaborative program.
IHMC is not going this project alone. It has a number of partners in the public-private partnership.
The city is involved with repurposing the port facility. Escambia County Natural Resource Management Department does a lot of work in estuaries, Center for Bioremediation out at the University of West Florida. So we think we are bringing together a really great partnership.
The City of Pensacola's Keith Wilkins says IHMC is currently in discussions with potential partners in research activities, including the Navy and Air Force, in areas such as robotics, artificial intelligence, and unmanned marine vessels.
As they develop those technologies, they want to try to be able to bring them to market and commercialize those. And so does the military with their research, and also enhance the military capabilities by being able to bring private companies into that military fold.
Such a facility at the port, according to Wilkins, would also be expected to have a multiplier effect, both indirectly and directly, on future job growth in the region.
If you look at downtown St. Petersburg, they have the Marine Research Institute on the bayfront. So as we're bringing the ferries in, the ferry docks are right there from the beach, and Fort Pickens are right there. So it really, I think, would enliven that whole area for other activities.
Right now, the initial job creation through the center is projected at 25, focusing on research, education, and technology. Salaries would range from $60,000 to $150,000 per year. IHMC's Julie Shepherd says, along with the jobs in the research, they'll also engage in talent development at the high school level.
Pensacola State College, that's got an incredible advanced manufacturing facility. Washington High School has a wonderful marine biology program. West Florida High School has an incredible program in aquaculture and aerospace engineering.
Work on the project is already underway. Besides environmental assessments, consultants are identifying the cost with data from both going into the application for Triumph funding. If the green light is given by the end of this year, construction and renovation on Warehouse 4 could begin in January. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.